10 U.S. soldiers died in a helicopter crash Friday night in the mountains of Afghanistan. The military says the chopper was not downed by enemy fire. All the soldiers were based at Fort Drum near Syracuse, New York. David Summerstein of North Country Public Radio reports.
At 5 o'clock Sunday morning, Daisy Bow got a cryptic email from her husband Sergio in Afghanistan. She pulls it up on her computer. The couple's from Puerto Rico. He writes in Spanglish he can't talk about certain bad things, but he guarantees Boo that he's okay and that she and the children give him strength. She looks at me and says, "Can you imagine how panicked I would be if you came asking about the crash and I hadn't heard from him?" Natalie Shuckman and Sarah Esplin have dragged out the lounge chairs, barbecue, and toys. Their four boys wrestle on a spare mattress. Neither woman knew about the copter crash. Shuckman's husband is an officer preparing to go to Iraq. She's stopped watching the news altogether.
Especially with kids, when they see that, then all they're going to do is worry even more. That is my daddy going to get killed?
Esplin's husband, Craig, has been in Iraq for almost a year.
I don't know, I guess it sounds sad, but it's almost like you get used to it. The fact that people are over there and that you may not have your husband coming back home.
The 10th Mountain Division based here fought the first major battle in Afghanistan after 9/11. Since then, its troops have served multiple times in Iraq and Afghanistan. 60 Fort Drum soldiers have now died in action. Sergeant Michael Nichols is sweeping up lawn clippings next door. He was in Iraq in 2003.
10 members of our team serving our country went down like that. It wasn't exactly, you know, a very nice feeling and everything, and I felt for them and their families, but it's kind of part of the job.
Sarah Esplin's husband was home for less than a year before he returned to Iraq. She says the back-to-back deployments are wearing thin on base.
They support what soldiers are doing and they support what's going on, but they want their kids to have a dad or a mom, you know, whoever's gone. It's important to have a family even though you're in the military.
More than 12,000 soldiers from Fort Drum are currently in Iraq and Afghanistan. Most of their families will try to make sense of this latest disaster and hope the next one won't bring the ultimate bad news to their front door. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.